How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello, and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, digital world broadcast into the KXOI building, where it is a Monday. It is the fourth day of November, 2024. What are you doing and why?
I'm drumming, man. I'm the kind of guy who marches to the beat of his own drum.
Nice try. Just so close to having it, and you just kind of just slurred to
it. Yeah, I couldn't remember the saying.
Oh, did he not say it right?
He just said marches to the beat of his own drum.
I mean, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think overall I said it right. I just I stumbled through it with a lack of confidence.
Yeah, just slurred through it a little bit. It's fine, though. I mean, congrats to you, I would say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was watching a video on Instagram this morning of a drummer guy who...
Drummer guy?
I've seen before. I should remember this guy's name because he's impressive.
Good follow, is he?
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. And it's one of those where this morning I thought, oh, I'm going to watch this for a long time so that he starts getting in my feed again because I hadn't seen him forever.
Oh, sure.
I used to see him all the time.
Yeah. That is weird how that happens.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot you existed. And then you quickly like a couple things so you can maybe get
exactly.
some more views on it.
Then it'll be back in your
in
life.
In fact, if you haven't seen us on Facebook for a while, I suggest you search us and then like the page again or, you know, I mean, not like a post, not the page, obviously, and then just, you know, maybe we'll pop up again. Why not?
Like the page.
I mean, hopefully you already have.
Along with 44,000 of your other friends.
Okay. I don't know if that was the flex we were Humble looking for.
But
good night.
Jeez.
I believe it's the most followers by any radio program in the inland Northwest.
All right. Okay. But anyway.
It's not important.
No. I mean, it's not really crucial to the story. It just kind of popped into my head when you mentioned something, and then you kind of derailed it back again because you, again, marched to the beat of your own drummer.
I do. Steve, you're a little
guy.
Oh,
that's it on the drumming thing?
Oh, no. It's about drumming.
Oh, okay.
It's about drumming.
All right.
I do this all the time. I will have my shirt will be lifted up, and I will play my belly.
Oh, yeah.
When you say your shirt will be lifted up, you have lifted your shirt.
Yeah, okay. I picture myself laying on the bed.
Okay.
Picture you myself?
What is happening right now? But go ahead.
Well, I'm just drawing a picture of how it happens.
Picture, if you
and
will.
And you pull your shirt up a little bit, and then you just start playing it.
Okay, I think we understand.
Boy, there's
it.
Different spots that give you different sound.
Boy, pretty, isn't that true?
Pretty, huh. Pretty. What would you describe it today?
Stupid.
Empty.
Oh, empty. Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Nah, no offense taken. Do you do that, Steve?
Wow. The most followed Facebook page in the inland
Northwest.
Northwest. Yeah. What did I say? Midwest?
Yeah, I think you were close. You got there eventually.
Oh, boy. He's messing with my head, apparently.
Uh-huh.
I've done it many
okay,
a times.
Good, good.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy playing the stomach.
Okay.
Yeah. The old...
There it is.
Trying to think of a name for it. I always just say my belly.
Right, I think that's right, though.
Yeah, but if you want to give it an instrumental name, the old...
You can do it.
I can't think of an alliteration right now. Chubby? I was trying to think chubby something, but that doesn't work.
The bouncy belly.
The bouncy belly. But I want it to have an instrument sound word to it.
Bassoon.
It's not a bassoon. And then you'd be blowing on it.
Yeah, you're right.
I do not do that.
Mm.
The belly bongos.
I think there you go.
Oh, belly bongos, like Steve. That. There you go. The old belly bongos.
Yeah, that's a great one, Steve. Thank Good you. Job. Well done, Steve. You know what? Candy corn for you, because I know you hate it.
Do you guys remember that story where...
Still not done.
Matthew McConaughey...
Still not done.
Got caught.
Just still not... Just continues on. Not even close to finished.
When Matthew McConaughey got arrested or whatever for... I don't even know if he got arrested, because he was in his own home, but it was just a noise disturbance, and they came there at like, whatever it was, 2 a.m, and he was playing the bongos naked.
Great first thought, Jay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Fishing and golfing, same scenario for me. It's like people will say, oh, you have the perfect schedule to go golfing. You could probably golf every day. I'm like, well, probably, I guess.
Kevin James.
I'm like, I'm not just going to go solo and just, you know, be a rando and jump in on someone's group. That feel, I don't enjoy that.
You don't love golf that much.
I don't love anything that much. Mainly people.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
13 hours, 14 minutes. It is, I had to lie, 14 hours. I looked at the clock that has not been set back yet.
How annoying is that?
That is annoying. I will fix it, Jay. I am sorry.
I was going to text you first thing this morning when I got here, but it was too early. I mean, I knew you weren't up yet. Because it was like 5:05. So I was like, there's no way Kevin's awake.
I was actually awake.
What?
Yeah.
So I thought barely. To myself, self, I'm going to text Kevin and say, you better get your butt here early. Kevin's the only one who knows how to change this stupid clock. And again, it's just because it has 4 weird random buttons and no directions.
It does, with no directions. And it's connected to the wall, so you can't really look at it. Yeah. You just have to do it by touch.
Yeah, you can take it off, but it only comes off just a little bit. So anyway, bottom line is it says it's, and people, this is not the time, but it says 7:16.
It is 6:16.
It's annoying. Anyway, yes?
It's a good reminder what it could have been, though.
Ah, man.
So how many hours? Now it's 14 hours.
14 hours.
14 hours and 13 minutes away from tip-off.
Oh, for GU
of the college basketball season. Okay, your Gonzaga Bowl. Oh. Steve.
Gosh.
Sorry. Gonzaga Bulldogs. That's why I don't do that job anymore.
Oh, by the way, are both of you sick?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I just have a... Let's put it this way. I don't feel terrible, and really, it's just every once in a while, I got some snot, man. And Steve has some snot.
Do you think it's your fault, or is it snot?
It's not my fault, okay. But I do think it could be Steve's fault.
It's not Steve's fault.
It is really bothering him that he got me sick.
I don't think he did.
I think he might have.
Is there anybody else in your life sick?
My granddaughter is now, but I think that maybe came more from me.
Wouldn't it be great? That would be a cool thing. You know,
if
medicine.
You could trace it.
Yeah, medicine. You wanna do something cool.
Oh yeah.
Like you would walk by it, or you get a notification on your phone. Let's make it all digital. You know, all of a sudden you're like, you know how you get so stupid notifications all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be lightning in your area. Okay, I mean, I guess that's cool. I mean, thank you, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Don't run out with a 3-iron in my hand. I don't know. So that's cool. But what if all of a sudden you got a notification? It seems like you're not feeling that well. We sense you have sniffles. According to our data, you got that from Steve Heskey.
Super spreader. That's Steve super spreader Heskey.
That wouldn't lead to violence.
No.
You know what was impossible? For Steve to be the super spreader of a disease.
No, he goes home.
Because, I mean, well, who would get it? His couch?
His couch.
His remote?
His refrigerator.
Okay, maybe the Uber Eats guy.
Yeah, possibly.
Steve, did you have an Uber Eats this weekend?
I was thinking about it.
You didn't?
But you
didn't?
Do it?
Huh?
How did you possibly eat?
Oh, I had, I had leftover cornbread from your lovely wife.
Oh, yeah. So wait, that's not a meal, buddy.
And then I made Monty's eggs. That was Friday's meal.
Okay, that's great.
It was Monty's kind of a, eggs. It was kind of a weird combination.
Yeah, Monty brought in eggs for everybody on Friday. Okay.
Yeah, no, I scrambled some eggs.
Uh-huh, and had cornbread.
Cornbread. That was my eggs. Dinner.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And then Saturday, I ordered like a ton of soup from Walmart.
Okay.
And they delivered it.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know what? So that is going to be kind of your delivery of
very
some food.
Nice. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, because you weren't feeling that great, and you thought, I'm not going somewhere.
Oh, no, I wasn't going anywhere.
Don't blame you. So did you not leave your house from Friday at, let's say, 2 o'clock till Monday morning at 4:40?
I did have to put my garbage outside.
Okay. That's impressive. Text in right now if you did not leave your house, yet alone go anywhere.
Jay, I wasn't feeling the best.
No, when you got to shut her down, you shut her down.
I mean, I've done it a lot in the last couple months, but I did get out of the house on Saturday.
To do?
I took my granddaughter to Kids Quest. She had been asking to go there. And
start them young.
What's that?
Start them young.
Start them young. Yeah. She, I don't know. She just really wanted to go there. She loves that place.
Oh, right.
And I was like, all right, well, if you're good all week, you know, no troubles at school, nothing like this weekend, because I knew I had nothing going on. Uh-huh. Like, I'll take it. Then I wasn't feeling the best, and I was like, oh, God, do I want to go anywhere? But I had kind of promised her.
Is that a drop them off thing, or is that a you go in there with them thing?
No, you take them in there, and you drop them off so that you can go do whatever adult things you want to do.
Oh, okay. I see.
And then,
so you pretended it was a bonus for her, and it was really just a bonus for you.
No, not at all. I did not even want to gamble because I knew what was going to happen, and it happened. You just tell. Some nights you're just like, this ain't going to go well.
I see. You had a feeling.
The problem was it was Saturday night.
And
you know, it was like 6:30 on a Saturday. And I'm like, it's too busy. It's just annoying. I don't like it when it's like that. So I ended
like Costco on a weekend.
I ended up getting some Qdoba and sat there and ate and did some work on my phone that I needed to get done. And the rest is history, Jay.
Hmm.
But it was great. Yeah, so we did do that for a couple hours. And it's the first time we took children there, I thought, I cannot and will not drop my kids off at a casino daycare. This is a new low. And then we did it. And the kids love it so much that they still, to this day, my ex, her kids will say, Kevin, can we go to Kids Quest sometime? So,
I'm looking at the picture. They're making it pretty
cool. They've done a great job.
My name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Mm. Yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Boy, it does sound fun. If I was a kid, you know, I'd be all over it.
You probably would be, yeah.
What's the, they let older kids in?
Well, right next to it is the arcade. And I don't know, I can't remember the name of that place, but...
CyberQuest, probably.
CyberQuest, thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the older kids go in there and play.
Sure. You're an older kid, Steve.
Yeah.
We did it one time, and I was just like, okay, here's $20. And then like 8 minutes later, it was gone. And I was like, okay, well, we're not coming in here again.
That's funny because I was rewatching Yellowstone, parts of Yellowstone season 5.
Oh, I did too, Jay.
Did you watch all of it?
No, I only got through 2 episodes of one episode of season 5 and then started watching other random episodes that they were putting on.
I watched 7 episodes. I have one to go before next Sunday when the next first brand new episode comes out.
It's brilliant.
And so there was a line in there from Casey where they're at a fair. They're at a carnival. They're at the county fair. And he goes, his kids are doing the thing where you shoot the targets. He's like, Dad, can I get more money? Casey goes, you know, I feel like we're a bank and a taxi. And he goes, here, make this last. And his kid goes, make it last? Hot dogs are $9. I'm like, you're like, you know, yeah, what? Well, even in the rural Montana,
it is, it's the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jay, just watching a little bit of, you know, numerous episodes. I just kind of, anytime I got in bed this weekend, I was like, oh, turn on Yellowstone. I had that marathon going on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Paramount has the marathon.
Makes sense.
Going on.
Yeah.
And so I saw some of season two and then season three. And it was, you just remember, oh, yeah, there was a reason we all loved that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really stinking good. And I hate the way that it's all happening.
Better not disappoint us, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is time to wrap this up and make it one of the best series out there.
Yeah, they need to finish strong. I don't know how many episodes. I think it's another 8. So I'm hoping so, and I hope they're all great. And do they release them one at a time?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Least favorite way, but I understand it.
Yeah.
Great first thought, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, so maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving while license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Kevin James.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
Oh. Is with the charges, Your Honor, yes.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, guess what?
Gosh, that's a hard game on a Monday. Guess what? I don't know.
Jane, Kevin's big jackpot in 1 hour.
Oh, do we have any idea what it is? What it is?
Are you talking about the current value, Kevin?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? I know it's more than $449.
Yeah, baby. $449. Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Yeah, that's the...
By the way,
yes.
The other night at the casino, when I was there with my granddaughter in their daycare, because I'm, as Steve said, stardom young.
Okay.
She knows the machines are bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I told her. I was sitting next to this lady, and I was playing, and I had lost all my money, and I had like $1.30 left, and I was betting more than that.
$1.30?
Yeah, and so I was like, cashed the ticket out, and I handed it to her, and I said, here, would you like to use the rest of this? I'm all done. And she said, you is? You all done? And I said, yeah, and she goes, oh, baby, that's too bad.
She seemed like you guys were friendly then.
Yeah, you're not having any luck, huh? And I go, no, not really. She goes, well, me neither. And she said, maybe this will change it. And I said, yeah. But so I then the rest of the weekend, anytime somebody said they were doing something, I said, you is?
I see.
So did she win?
I don't know. I didn't stick around and watch
it. You should have.
Try not to do that. I feel like that's a weird thing.
Well, yeah, of course it is. But you could have found a place to kind of like lean against the wall and watch if your $1.30 made any money.
That's true.
Robert Herbacek.
Oh, from Shark Tank.
Yes. He was talking the other day about changing your life and what it takes to change your life.
How do you create great, successful habits? Do anything for 21 days. Do it for 21 days. On the 22nd, it'll become automatic habit for you. Trust me on this. You have a hard time getting up early? Get up early for 21 days. You'll get up early in 22nd.
Any comment on that, Kevin?
In a row?
Yeah. Yes, Kevin. Now, I understand the concept, and I think the concept is flawed.
I do, too.
I think the concept is great, and I feel like 21 days, I know it's a magic number, and I've heard that before. Then when he said get up 21 days in a row and 22nd day will be easy, I'm not sure that's the category you wanted to go to.
No, and waking up's a tough one, right?
That might be, and I don't know because I've, you know, never smoked or anything like that where you're trying to break it, so I don't know. I'm sure those, the ones that are chemically you know, involved make it even harder, I would imagine, to break.
Oh, for sure.
But the getting up one is pretty, that's a pretty rough one. Now, it'll be easier.
It is, I will tell you. Oh, Mike Nielsen, Gonzaga Bulldog, former Gonzaga Bulldog.
The greatest eggs of all time. One of the
greatest men you will ever meet life.
Correct.
He was, he always says this, you know, about the commitment thing. He's like, you got to pick something easy enough to attain for 30 days in a row.
Right.
Put a little check on your calendar every day.
I like
day.
The check mark on the calendar. I like that
and
a lot.
Like, maybe it's just something as, it's not waking up at 4:30. You don't, you know, or whatever time you want to get up.
It's a big grasp there.
Yeah. It's like, do something a little simpler, like.
Make your bed.
I'm going to drink, for Steve, it could be like, I'm going to drink 2 bottles of water every day at work.
Right, before noon or something, yeah.
Yeah, and so then he does that, and you learn success, and you start to build your little success muscle, your repetition muscle, your, I don't know what it is, but it really does work. I've done it in the past very successfully, and probably should start it again.
Okay, well, there you go. There's your goal. What's the thing? Don't wait for New Year's.
I got to find a 30-day.
Don't wait for New Year's. Steve, what's your 30-day?
Well, Jay, and I'm not waiting for New Year's. God, no, but I can't really start now. It's the 4th of the month.
Sure you can. Of course you can. Start tomorrow.
No, it's not. Jay, no, because it's the 4th already. I kind of missed. See, 30 days would put me into December, and that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it? That seems
to. Well, it could. I'm just looking for an excuse.
I understand. I understand what you're looking for. I'm trying to not provide you one. Gosh, dang it.
Of course it makes sense. I'm looking for an excuse. Yeah.
I also heard this comment from Tom Hanks talking just about, because his movie here, gosh dang, I wanted to see it over the weekend. It just didn't fit into the schedule, which was a bummer. But it shows them aging throughout the process of aging. He did have an interesting take on why he seems to be in such great shape right now.
Now, you know, look, I'm 68 years old. The hardest for us was when we were 35. That time where your metabolism stops, gravity starts tearing you down, your bones start wearing off. You stand differently. I think I'm in better shape now.
You look great. I was going to say
that. Because
you look good.
You know why? Because my kids are grown up, I'm getting decent exercise, and I can eat right. You can't do that when you're 35. Life is such a burden.
You're so
He's
busy with
it. Not wrong. That's such a.
It is weird, but
because it's a lot harder, right? When you're in the
when you're swamped.
Oh, man,
yeah, don't have time to cook the meal you might cook, so therefore you just grab whatever.
Yeah, I've found it to be the case. Like, pretty disciplined, great, easy to eat what I want to eat when it's just me in my house.
Sure.
And now when you get other people in there, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it complicates things, man.
Yeah.
That's why Steve looks so great. He can eat all those healthy meals.
Absolutely.
Eggs and cornbread for dinner, and then a bunch of apple juice for breakfast.
Soup after that.
That's your audio vault for a
why
Monday.
Why are we judging my meal?
It's November 4th, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What time is it? Is your dentist appointment?
Kevin James.
Oh, I barely missed it. 1:30.
Ah, dang it.
Dang, no 2:30.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Also, is 1:30 barely missing 2:30?
It's only an hour.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's as...
afternoon.
As barely as you can get with a 30. Right?
Right, or 3:30.
1:30 or 3:30. Yeah, I mean, those are the two closest options. So I think you said
with
that
a 30,
right.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see here. Jay and Kevin's big jackpot at 7:30 this morning.
7:30.
We'll qualify someone for the Seahawks versus Cardinals tickets. That November 24th game, will qualify somebody for that here before
your first
7
place
o'clock.
Arizona Cardinals and your fourth place Seattle Seahawks. They could have been first place, but they lost yesterday because they kept throwing the ball to the other team in the end zone where we could get 6 points. One time we threw it to them, and they ran it all the way back and got 6 points for themselves.
Seemed like a run-on sentence.
Golly.
It felt like a run-on sentence yesterday.
I mean, Seahawks are only one game back.
I know. Had we won yesterday, we would have been in first place.
Wow.
quite a swing, first to fourth.
They seem a little angry.
Should be. To the text line.
509-441-0999. In talking about the...
tonight, 8:30.
8:30. At the crack of dawn.
If it goes bad tonight with the Zags, I am going to be a very grumpy sports fan tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'll talk about that later. Let's get to the text line. The waking up for 21 days or doing anything for 21 days, especially the waking up, can't be true. This one from the text line, no name attached. I'm 567 days into it. It's still rough to get up that early in the morning.
Amen.
567 days into it. I love the count.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
A two, a three. A 567.
That's a lot.
I know people would be like, man, I hate getting up early. And I'm like, so do I. They're like, yeah, but don't you do it? You've done it forever. And I'm right. Like, I know. And for some reason, I'm still not good at it.
6,793 days, to be exact.
Is that here?
No, that's total.
That's our total career?
I know. You always get confused by the number. And it's legit because I understand. But then you have to realize that we only do about 250 shows a year. It takes a lot of years to get to 6,793.
It really does. A 30.
That's correct, Kevin. You've guessed correctly.
To the text line.
It always seems like it should be way more. I did that with TV shows, too. They're like, hey, it's their 100th episode. I'm like, what? Have they not been on for, like, almost 10 years?
Yeah, that does not seem right, does it?
Well, when they only, and again, they do sometimes between, well, now it's like the episodes are like 10 a season, but, you know, even back in the day, it would be like 16 episodes a season. You realize
right.
To get to 100 takes a lot of years.
Yeah, back in the day, they had to go uphill both ways, too.
That's correct, Kevin.
Huh?
Hey, Steve.
It's my deep voice.
Yeah, sorry, you said something so stupid, you thought it was me.
I did. By the way, Luke said he appreciated your assessment of the game yesterday, Kevin.
Yeah, that was kind of it.
This one says, raise your hand if you're glad the election's almost over. Well, I don't think anybody would raise their hand for that. That seems silly, but thanks, Wade. What is Steve doing to fight his cold? Does he have a hack? Kay wants to know, Steve-O.
Do I have a hack?
Yeah, do you have some sort of hack to... help you get rid of your cold faster?
I mean, cornbread and soup seem to be doing the trick.
That's the one.
Yeah. Cornbread and soup.
And then apple juice. But wait, tell Kevin the apple juice thing you told me this morning, because I don't know if this is a thing. It doesn't seem like it should be.
Oh, my apple juice this morning tasted terrible, so I threw it out because it tasted terrible.
Right.
But I've been keeping all the time. I keep it in a like a dark area. Like in a...
On purpose.
Like a closet, basically.
More like a cellar, if you will.
Yeah,
okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
So, does that affect... I feel like I've heard that affects things before, like apple juice. If you keep it in a dark area, it can ruin it.
Like it depresses it or something? I mean, I think the only thing you'd have to worry about with apple juice is if it was open and it got fermented... But yeah, it wasn't open, right?
No, at least I don't think so. Unless I somehow did it when I was in my sick haze. It's possible.
I mean, Steve, I've never heard of such a
thing. I've never either.
But if you keep things in like a dark environment, couldn't it...
Yeah, I think for some things it could, but not something that's inside a plastic bottle.
I think
if it's in the bottle like that, you should be fine.
See,
and maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know what happened, though, because it came as, you know, like a 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, like an 8-pack.
Okay.
And this was the second to last one in that pack.
Have
and
you tried another apple juice today?
No, yeah, do you think my taste buds are off?
That's what
absolutely.
I was gonna say,
yeah. You're sick.
Right.
It could be that thing where you're just like, ugh. Or had you just brushed your teeth and forgot?
No, that's not it.
I love this one. It says, Steve, you know your refrigerator is also dark. That little light doesn't come on until you open the door.
That's funny to think about. That's really funny.
Good point.
Well done.
To the text line.
Also, I don't want to be sick. I simply don't believe in getting sick. So it works for me.
Oh, yeah. I like that theory.
I refuse to get sick.
And that's the guy who comes to work and gets everybody else sick. He's like, I'm not sick.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that real?
Also, Tabitha says, what was the worst thing you did over the weekend? Cully, we've never
had the worst thing you did over the weekend? I don't know that we've done that one before.
What was the worst thing of your weekend? Wow, what a fun, uplifting bit.
Remix.
The worst thing you did? I mean, I don't mind an answer. Kevin, what was the worst
thing? Yeah, I'm trying to think of the worst thing I did over the weekend. That's kind of fun to think about. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it would be losing any money at the casino. I lost some money at the casino. I mean, that was probably the worst thing I did this weekend.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
But it was great.
I mean, there's something wrong with it.
It was a fun time, and then my granddaughter and I hung out afterwards.
Sure, yeah.
And we had a good time, but I could have just done all that and just not wasted the $200.
Absolutely. Steve, what was the worst? What was the worst thing from your weekend?
I guess ruining my apple juice somehow, but maybe not.
Yeah. How was your sports weekend? Oh,
I mean, it was fine. One of my teams didn't lose because they didn't play.
sometimes that's all it takes, man. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, let's go. No loss this weekend.
Yeah,
Kevin, I'm kind of with you. The worst thing I was probably picking up wet leaves, but once you got done, you know, the sense of accomplishment and realizing, good, right, that checked that off the list. So there was that part of it. And my wife helped with, she's more than 50% of it. So, I mean, you know, in the long run, that was a good part. But, yeah, the whole just picking up wet leaves, it's not in general.
No, that doesn't sound fun. It's not like, yeah.
What should we do today? Should we go to a movie or should we pick up wet leaves? Oh, let's go outside, pick up wet leaves. Yay!